Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Check, 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 check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No. Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. It's kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
He's dropped the presentations all over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
You no longer a salute to yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the drive.
Schmack dogs.
Oh yeah, here we go, huh? Good afternoon. Pretty soon it'll be good evening. No, we're not even close to that. It is the drive with Tay and Piper. Today, though, it's Tay and Tosk. Kyle Tosk here all week for the sunburnt Piper, who I bet is getting some heat down there.
I'm sure he is.
You know, it's going to be fall here this weekend and for like a week in Central Illinois.
But, I love it.
And I'm leaving.
And you're leaving.
I mean, we get fall for like 5 days.
I would never complain about a 90-degree day in Florida.
You're right. I don't want to go down to Florida and have it be 72. Maybe in 10 years, but not right now. I want it to be hot. I want to be able to just jump in the pool when I want, get back out. I'm going to read a book down in Florida, and it's a book my buddy Don Clare gave me, and now I'm forgetting the name of it, but it's about the Macon baseball team back in the day.
Ah.
And I cannot think of the name of it, but somebody will send it in. But it was done by a Sports Illustrated gentleman that Jeremy and I actually had on years ago.
I've heard the book you're talking about.
This team made it all the way to state.
Uh-huh.
And it was just like they just picked some teacher to coach the game. And I from the story, like Don was telling me, like the superintendent or the principal or whomever, not a big fan of sports, and he's like, well, just pick a teacher to coach. And it just turned out to be an unbelievable story, and Don was saying it's an easy read. So I've held off on reading it until I get down to the pool to be able to do that. So that's going to be the plan. But you guys are going to be back here in like nice little pullovers, some fall. I hope the trees aren't turning yet, right? I don't want to get back and see that it's like Halloween already.
Are we still going to get the fall weather for that Penn State kick at 11 a.m.? Because that's what we really need.
That or it's going to be 100 again. That was the other thing. That was such a long day Saturday, and it was hot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was hot. It's been hot this
Luckily,
year.
Luckily, it was a night game.
No,
so
right,
it started
right.
to cool off.
Yeah.
But for you out there in the tailgate lots.
Man, it's been a hot summer.
It has.
It's been a hot and a dry, hot summer dry.
And it's kind of, the heat has kind of come late in the summer, like in August, which is a little odd.
Well, no, well, not really.
It got hot in July, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, normally near the end of the summer is when it gets really hot.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, and you know, it's funny. I mean, you can almost book it that especially the first two Illinois home football games are going to be hot. Usually the third one, you're starting to get into a little bit of fall weather, and the fourth starting to maybe have a touch of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you get into those November games. And there's two of them, I think, this year.
There are.
Oh, that could be really
Indiana
cool.
Indiana and Northwestern.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like then in December it warms up again. It's weird, man. Oh, weather's weird. And now we know, like, March is like, used to be February. It's just like ice and snow and rain and it's cold and it's miserable because you're trying to play high school baseball. But That's what happens as April rolls around and all those high school games get canceled. All right, Illinois and Kansas this Friday. We're going to hear from Matt Tate, we hope, who covers the Kansas Jayhawks. He's flying into Vegas right now. He's supposed to land at 4 o'clock. So I texted him and said, hey, I'm the first guy you see when you take that airplane mode off. Are you still good to go? Can you just see him like walking down the aisle? You know how long it takes you to get off a plane, right? If you're not up near the front, can you just see him walking off the or walking through, like waiting for people to get their luggage? And he's like, "Hey, Lon, it's Matt." I mean, he's like doing a show on the. That'd be kind of cool, right? I don't think he'd do that though. Jeff says right now for the Penn State game, I'm seeing 76 and sunny. That would be ridiculously perfect. That would be ridiculously perfect.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Woo! That'd be getting
for the
there
whole morning too, and the big noon kickoff, and
that'd be like what. Mid-60s, upper 60s in the at 7 a.m. When we're there.
Yep.
Wearing a little pullover with some eggs and bacon. And then, yeah. Okay, I like that. That would be all right with me. I want to ask you, Illinois and Kansas, what is your biggest concern, minus just what Kansas can do throwing the ball around? Although, I'll let you use that because we saw what this Illinois secondary did in game one, and I felt like they did a pretty good job, as we talked about. Like Jay Layman said, he's like, the funniest thing was the two question marks we had coming in, Luke Altmyer and the secondary, turned out to be two strengths in that game. And then the knowns that we thought, like that defensive line, turned out to be not as good as we thought they were going to be, not even close. So what are your expectations going into this game with Kansas?
I'm obviously most concerned about holding down their offense and what Jalen Daniels can do at quarterback. The interesting thing is I didn't expect to come into the year saying I'm concerned about Illinois stopping the run.
Right.
And then Toledo kind of ran all over them on Saturday night. And now I'm concerned because aside from Jalen Daniels, who's dynamic with his legs, they had a near 1,000-yard rusher last year in Devin Neal at running back who had over 100 yards and a couple touchdowns in their first game. And it just – I thought Illinois really struggled, whether it was some of those designed read options with Daquan Finn or whether it was just – I mean, Jay mentioned it. Toledo was getting 7-8 yards on first down on the ground. And of a sudden, I mean, you're in a really tough spot when you're giving up second and twos and second and threes and that just can't happen, especially in this game. You don't want Kansas to control the clock offensively. If it's a shootout, you don't want them to be able to kind of run the clock down late and you not be able to get off the field on defense.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see it now. I didn't expect to come into this year saying, man, this defensive line needs to step up and these guys need to be – the outside linebackers are going to be a problem. But they kind of were on Saturday night, and this is a – probably an even little bit more explosive offense. In fact, I can say confidently, knowing that it's Kansas at the Power 5 level. It's a more explosive offense with a more explosive quarterback, and I'm concerned about holding that offense down in particular. I'm pretty confident that Illinois will score enough points to make this a game.
Right.
If it comes to a shootout, I think Kansas was one of the worst defenses in Power 5 last year. I think Luke Altmyer can have a good day. I think they can be better themselves on the ground. I think Reggie Love and Josh McCray will have more success. But
we'll see.
It might be a shootout, and I don't know if Illinois can win a shootout.
They need to have success in the running game. Illinois.
Yes.
Needs to have success in the running game. And by the way, Devin Neal threw up 94 yards this past weekend.
I thought he was close to 100.
Yeah, Missouri State. Lawrence Arnold and Quentin Skinner were their leading receivers at 77 yards each. And, of course, they had their backup quarterback in, Jason Bean, who threw for 276 yards, two touchdowns. This team was only up, 17-10 at halftime against Missouri State. And Missouri State ultimately scores 17 points against them. I would like to think this Illinois offense could double up what Missouri State did. That gives you 34 points. So now you're telling me, now I'm asking you basically, are you confident in your defense not giving up more than 34 points? But this is a good Kansas team that last year scored a lot of points.
They
and scored 48.
I think 36 a
exactly.
game. So you'd have to still hold them under their average from last season.
That's crazy to think about that. But what I meant by the run game, and I know Brett Bielema touched on this in terms of trying to get other guys carries, the Illinois running game wasn't incredibly impressive. I thought Love did exactly what he would do. About 12 or 13 carries. You know, he caught, you know, he 50 yards.
Yeah, he was fine. I thought a lot of his final stat line got carried by that one run he had.
It did, like a 23-yarder.
It was like a 30-yard run.
Or more than that, yeah. So, yeah.
And Josh McCray, too. Like, he had a couple big runs on that last game-winning drive. Other than that, he really was doing nothing. So,
and, you know, you have to give McCray credit for that and that, for that Illinois offensive line, in the sense that you're wearing teams down, right? And I kind of took that as a positive of McCray being able to do that on that last drive, because I think that's part of Illinois' game plan, is to eventually wear another team down because they're big up front. Now, I know when you get up against the Penn States of the world and some of the Big Ten teams, they're just as big. So It's not like you're going to go into Penn State and wear them down starting the fourth quarter. But McCray could be that kind of guy in that fourth quarter. You're either milking a lead or just trying to grind out clock, you know, like they did in the Toledo game. They didn't grind out clock, but they were just trying to get that last score to win that game. So I look at that as a little bit of a positive, but it'll be interesting to see, because I think one of them got 12 carries, one of them got 13. Mm-hmm. You didn't see anything out of Caden Fagan or anybody else in terms of the running. So it'll be interesting to see if Brett Bielema is going to try to get more out of his running game. He, in fact, was asked that question today.
Absolutely. We wanted to get him in last week, just kind of the way, you know, the ball, flowed, right? The flow of the game. We had every intention of Aiden and Caden both getting in the game. And this week, I think even more so, right? But last week, Josh and Reggie, I think it was 12 and 13, if I'm not mistaken, on number of carries. So we really wanted to get them going just to make sure we could kind of get that established. I think that's happened, but now there's also some very specific, unique things we can get Aiden and Caden Fagan in the game.
There we go. And I mean, I don't know that I'm like panicked about not seeing Caden Fagan or Aiden Loughery, but
I mean, I didn't expect to see them at all. I don't think that's something that I take away from the game. You're putting your trust in Reggie Love and Josh McCray to lead your rushing attack. They each got, like you said, 12, 13 carries. They didn't have a 20 carry guy in that game. There wasn't at any point in that game a time where it's like, all right, this isn't working. Let's throw a new face in there.
That's a good point.
I mean, I didn't think they played terrible. I just thought it was a collective struggle against Toledo's defensive front to really get a lot of push and have a lot of success there. But I still, by far, have the most trust in Reggie and Josh to be those guys.
I'm interested to know from you. Luke Altmyer obviously led the team in rushing, 9 carries, 69 yards. Is that okay for you? Not that Altmyer's leading the team in rushing. I understand. I'd rather have a running back lead the team in rushing because I know everything's working how it should. But 9 carries for Altmyer, that doesn't seem crazy.
No.
I mean, would that bother you if he ran again 9 times against Kansas?
No, it wouldn't at all. You would like him to not be the leading rusher, obviously.
Right.
I think having his mobility and just a guy that can make plays with his legs and put up 70 yards rushing, I think, is something Illinois hasn't had in a while.
I agree.
On a consistent basis. I think, like Jay mentioned yesterday, I think it can help those running backs and help the run game in general when you have a quarterback who can beat you that way. And we saw that with Toledo and Daquan Finn and some of the things that they were designing. So if Luke Altmyer's a consistent threat on the ground, I think that only helps this offense. I just don't want to see him be the leading rusher every night.
No, that's fair. I think that's fair. And it's going to be interesting because the game will dictate how it works. I think Illinois will try to run the ball early to try to keep the ball out of Kansas offense hands. I think that makes a lot of sense to be able to do that. But certainly if Kansas comes out and pops you for 2 touchdowns and you're down 14-0, then the game plan has to change. And it has to change in a hurry in terms of throwing it through the air. And, of course, you've got 3 really good receivers in Bryant, Washington, and Williams to be able to catch some of that. Now, I'd like to see maybe a Malik Elzey. I'd like to see another receiver get in there. We talk about how only 2 running backs got used. Well, really, only 3 wide receivers caught a pass. Tip Ryman, a tight end, had 2. Reggie Love had 1 catch, but the rest were from Bryant with 6, Williams with 5, Washington with 4. So it's okay. I mean, those 3 are going to be your bulk, but I'd love to see a little bit out of someone else, too, as it goes along. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk some more Illinois, Kansas. I'm still waiting to hear from Matt as to whether he landed in Vegas. So at some point, we'll hear from him to see if he can join us and talk some Illinois and Kansas and get his thoughts on this Jayhawk squad. Until then, we'll take a quick one. It is The Drive.
This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
The Blossom Basket Florist has been in business since 1954. In the last 25 years, the Blossom Basket Florist has processed over 535,000 orders. That's 21,400 orders per year. With that type of volume, they know they have satisfied customers who just keep coming back. Find out why their customers love their designs and customer service. From simple to simply magnificent, they can design for any type of event. Visit them at 1002 North Cunningham at Urbana or online at blossombasket.com.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
Football fans, plan to party at Pia's for the Bears. $4 Miller Lite drafts in the 22-ounce keeper mugs and Simply Spiked Lemonade. Patio tailgate for the Bears-Packers game Sunday, September 10th will feature brats, hot dogs, and tenderloins during the cookout from noon till 3 ahead of the 3:25 kickoff with a tailgate trailer, big screen TV for you and your Bears-Packers pals to enjoy. Try to win a Fields jersey or Bears tickets Sunday, September 10th at Pia's, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Join the Champaign Parks Foundation for a fun evening of food, socializing, and entertainment at the iHotel and Conference Center with Champaign Park District's Youth Scholarship Fund to benefit from the new Ties and Tennies Gala. It's coming up on Thursday, September 14th, and you'll enjoy dueling pianos, a plated dinner, complimentary wine and beer, live and silent auction, and featured speaker Team USA Paralympian sitting volleyball player Nicole Millage. Learn more details. Visit champagneparks.org.
Frask International in Urbana is a legacy founded in 1958 by aviation pioneer Rudy Frasca with a mission of improving safety in the skies. Over 60 years later, Frasca is committed to providing the best simulation equipment available with superior quality and a personal approach to service and support. Would you like to make a difference in your job? Frasca is looking for an accountant, a CNC machinist, manufacturing and electrical engineer, electronics design associate, and customer service support. Positions for software, aeronautical, mechanical engineer, and machine shop finisher are also available. Positions include an extraordinary benefits package. The perfect fit will enjoy full-time benefits with paid time off, holidays, a 401k, and a Monday through Friday schedule. For details, call 217-344-9200. As an equal opportunity employer, you can learn more about the application process at frasca.com/careers.
Hey, Class A CDL drivers. Gale Ferrix Trucking wants to invite you to join our team and get a taste of what it's like to work with a team that cares about you, your home time, and your professional growth, as well as your paycheck. This is Operations Manager Donna Onstott inviting you to join us as we continue building the company you would have started if you knew then what you know now. Gale Ferrix Trucking. Call 765-793-7131 today. Our drivers are pre-dispatched, make a guaranteed minimum gross pay of $1,200 per week, have paid vacations and benefits, and are home every weekend and sometimes during the week for quality family time. Our openings are limited, so don't miss your opportunity with the top-paying trucking company in the area, Gale Ferrix Trucking. Call 765-793-7131 today. The days are getting longer, and our customers are booking us up with freight. Gale Ferrix Trucking. 765-793-7131 or email timo@gftlog.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday morning 7 to 9 here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
The Drive, Latte, Kyle Tosk. Matt has landed in Vegas. He's going to join us in 5 minutes. So here's what I thought we would do. Just to prove to you that I'm a fair guy, I thought we talked Illinois, Kansas. We're going to jump back into talking more Kansas here in a second. I wanted to just also mention again, the Cubbies won today 8-2. They get it done. This team is red hot right now. You don't just sweep the Giants, dude. And you did.
Yeah, and that's a Giants team that's battling the Cubs for a wild card spot, and you kind of sent them back there. They're, I think, six games back of the Cubs now for at least where the Cubs sit in the wild card race. So that's a big series win. Now you got another one against the Diamondbacks this weekend, another team you're battling, but feeling pretty confident about this team right now.
They're going through some prospects right now on the Cubs postgame show. Who's the big boy that's coming in as the outfielder? Crow, or he's like
Pete Crow Armstrong,
Pete
the
Crow,
center fielder.
Yeah, Armstrong. Okay. Does he need three names? He's a Southern boy, right?
I have to ask him.
He's a Southern boy, so he probably that's what they do down there. But how good is he going to be? Is there a spot next year for him immediately?
I think so. I think he's one of the best defensive players in minor league baseball. That's kind of his calling card. Not that he can't hit. He's hit throughout his minor league career, but he is a stud defensive player in center. I think you throw him in center. If you sign Bellinger long-term, you stick him at first base and you roll.
Do you think the Cubs will sign Bellinger long-term?
I think they will. I think with what he's given this team this year, he's really been the heart and soul of this turnaround and what this team is this year. I think unless it's some outrageous overpay by somebody, I don't think they let him sign a deal unless it's with Chicago.
That's interesting how good he got. Do you think – I mean, I know he's been this good and better even. Is this an outlier, and then all of a sudden he kind of – because he was bad for a year or two.
I think the bad years were more of an outlier because he's mentioned plenty of times that he had this shoulder injury that was really hurting him. And it kind of threw his mechanics off a little bit. He could never really recover until this offseason. And he just looks – the things he's done this year, to do it over the full year like he has, to have the power come back the way it has, and really just his approach. I mean, he's hitting like 320-something. I mean, he's
– man.
I think it's – I'd be shocked if this full year and what we've seen from him was the outlier. I think the down years were the outliers and injury-related a little bit. I think he's past that.
Is Candelario – is he signed for another year?
No, he's a free
agent. Okay, so he'd be a free agent. What one position – then we're going to take a break and get Matt on. What one position – besides pitching, what one position do the Cubs need to address? Now, you just said, obviously, first base is that position, but Cody Bellinger could go there. Is that it, or is it still third?
It's still probably third.
Okay.
You could re-sign Candelario to play there. Morrell is technically a third baseman. He hasn't been good defensively there. They've mainly DH'd him. If you wanted to put him in a program all offseason to try to get him ready to play a major league third base, I'd be fine with that as well, but that's probably that other spot.
Good, good stuff. Could Darby Swanson play third?
Dansby? You got to keep him at short with how good he is defensively.
I did that on purpose. I've talked way too much.
He has to be at shortstop.
Darby. That was horrible. All right, Matt Tate covers Kansas Jayhawks. Visit with him here in a couple minutes. Drive.
Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County has been bringing people together to build homes, communities, and hope since 1991. To date, Habitat of Champaign has built 118 homes, but the need for safe, decent, and affordable housing is greater than ever. When you donate your time or money to Habitat or make a purchase from the Habitat Restore, you are empowering local families and helping them achieve the strength, stability, and self-reliance they need to build a bright future for themselves. For more information about Habitat for Humanity of Champaign, please visit CUHabitat.org.
Hey, it's Stevie J. I have a Stever offer for you. The Stever is where Stevie J gives you money and you spend it and keep the stuff. You have to use it within 7 days and tell me what you thought about the business when you're done. Today, from the Long Branch Restaurant, Long Branch up in Gifford, Illinois, Donnie and Hunter and Taylor and the team, they provide steaks and some other great food as well. So here's the deal. I'll give you $50 if you want to go up there and eat. $50 from the Long Branch. Go to GoStever.com. If you don't have a free account, sign up. Click accept when you see the offer, and you might just get yourself $50 to go to the Long Branch restaurant. They're up in Gifford, Illinois, beautiful Gifford. And again, it's our Stever offer of the day. GoStever.com. Click accept. You'll have to use this within 7 days, so check your calendar. Long Branch is open Wednesday through Saturday. All right? $50, Long Branch, GoStever.com.
GoStever.com.
Hey, Class A CDL drivers. Gail Ferrix Trucking wants to invite you to join our team and get a taste of what it's like to work with a team that cares about you, your home time, and your professional growth, as well as your paycheck. This is Operations Manager Donna Onstott inviting you to join us as we continue building the company you would have started if you knew then what you know now. Gail Ferrix Trucking. Call 765-793-7131 today. Our drivers are pre-dispatched, make a guaranteed minimum gross pay of $1,200 per week, have paid vacations and benefits, and are home every weekend and sometimes during the week for quality family time. Our openings are limited, so don't miss your opportunity with the top-paying trucking company in the area, Gail Ferrix Trucking. Call 765-793-7131 today. The days are getting longer, and our customers are booking us up with freight. Gail Ferrix Trucking. 765-793-7131 or email timo@gftlog.com.
Illini fans, come out and enjoy two slices of Jets Detroit-style deep dish pizza and a side of ranch at Street Fest coming September 9th from 1 to 7 p.m. with the Chowdown in Campus Town. Bring $5 to 6th Street between Healy and Green Streets and get two slices of Jets' famous Detroit-style pizza with that signature crispy, crunchy, cheesy crust. Street Fest on Saturday, September 9th with two slices of Jets. Everybody loves Jets. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Long Tay and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Long Tay, Kyle Tosk filling in for Pipes. Getting sunburned, as mentioned, down in sunny Florida. But guess what? That he has nothing on Matt. Matt Tate just landed in Vegas, baby. What's up, Matt?
How you doing, man?
Good. Now, you're not going to get in trouble in Vegas because you're with your dad.
I am with my dad. You're right, yeah. He's the best influence you could possibly imagine. So, in fact, I'll probably be keeping an eye on him most of the trip. But we're out here to do the real dorky stuff, fantasy football.
Yes!
I'll head back Friday for the game, and it'll be just a full week of celebrating football, because obviously then there's more Saturday and NFL on Sunday.
Oh,
and,
man.
You know, Monday, and it's 'tis the season. Here we go.
And Matt, before we get nitty gritty on Kansas, that's awesome you're flying out. Like, I drove to Decatur, Illinois for my fantasy football draft, and you don't know Decatur, but that's not quite Vegas. So is this something you do every year? I think that's awesome.
Yeah, it's my dad and his buddies have been doing this for 12, 15 years, something
cool.
Like that. And it's a high stakes league out here that they're in, actually. So it's run by Planet Hollywood and in Vegas.
Wow.
And so it's not just our regular league. We jump in and they try to talk me into it for years, and I was broke and pathetic for years. And then one of his buddies made an offer to kind of split a team with me and join his squad, and it was too good of an offer to say no to, and now I'm back. So we pretty much pencil it in every year.
I love it, man. And it sounds like you're gonna have to take this serious, right? Like the one I do now, after I've been doing it, I think this is my 31st year, I didn't even take it serious. I'm like, what the hell, it's $50.
There you go. Yeah, no, it's a blast, man. And it you know, it seems serious because it is high stakes and you want to do well and all
yes.
that, but it's not nearly as intense that I always pictured, you know. It's still just the same thing, a bunch of dorks in front of a board making picks and, you know, cheering on their fake players. So it's awesome.
It's a great time.
And it's a lot of fun to do it with all these guys that, you know, my dad, of course, the guys I've known for 40 years of my life. It's crazy.
Very cool. Matt Tate, wave the wheat. He's joining us here on the Tapman's Towing phone line. All right, backup quarterback still gets Kansas 48 week 1. I know Missouri State's not Illinois. What did you see out of that game, and what are some things you think that could kind of run over into week 2?
Well, you know, for me, it's really the biggest question of can anything? Because the things that really showed for Kansas, the offensive line looked very good. They got 4 running backs into the end zone. The defensive line looked good, quick, explosive, physical. But, you know, can either of those groups do that against a team like Illinois that's
right.
known for its physicality and obviously out of the Big Ten and all that? So to me, it just seems like it was great, and it was everything you want the opener to be if you're a Kansas fan, and you felt good about it and enjoyed it. But I don't know that you can sit there and count on seeing that this week. It's a whole other test. And when you listen to the coaches, the OC, the DC, head coach Lance Leipold, I mean, when you listen to them throughout the week, that's the word that kept coming up. Physical, physical, physical. They know they have to be physical on a whole different level this week if they want to hang in the game and if they think they have a shot.
Jalen Daniels, that's the big question. Do you know anything more than we do, or do you feel like they held him out of game one because they didn't really need him to be able to play against Illinois?
No, they definitely didn't hold him out for that reason.
Okay.
You know, there's something going on there. How serious it is or not, it remains to be seen. We've got to figure out if, you know, Lance said this week that Jalen was available on Friday night.
Okay.
But they didn't play him, you know, and maybe that's because they didn't need to. But at the same time, does that mean he's going to be available this week, or is that a no? So it's a million-dollar question, and you mentioned it a minute ago. I mean, Jason Bean is capable, but Jalen Daniels is a totally different animal.
Yes.
There's just a different swagger. There's a whole different level of just, you know, confidence and belief that he brings to the whole roster. And they love Bean, man. These guys love Bean, and they believe in him. And he can throw the ball, and he's got good wheels and all that stuff. But he's not Jalen Daniels. That's right. The simplest way to put it. And so it's noticeable when he's not in there. But it's also, I think they believe that the rest of the team has been built up now enough to where if he's not in there, they can still win games with Bean. And
that's
he's shown that last year, and he showed that the other night. So it's a man, I wish I knew. I really do. I'd write it. I'd have all the scoop that everybody wants to know. But I don't know that anybody's going to know until Friday. And you know, we're only a couple days away from that. And it's a big question because of what Daniels means. But Kansas can still line up and play with anybody if it's Jason Bean at quarterback.
Matt, obviously the quarterback is the biggest question going into this game, but whether it's Daniels or it's Bean starting, this Kansas offense has a lot of big-time players on it. There's a reason that they were one of the top offenses in Power 5 last year. Who are some of the other guys? Who are the weapons that the quarterback is going to have to work with and some of the guys that Illinois fans need to be worried about on Friday night?
Yeah, well, Devin Neal's their top running back, and he's a Lawrence kid, born and raised in town there, you know, and he's talented, man. I mean, he's got NFL future written all over him, and so that's where it starts. You know, it's a big deal there, but they have a good group of running backs. It's not just Devin, and then their receivers, they're all back from last year. You know, they're all experienced guys that can make plays and play well together, and Luke Grimm's a scrappy, you know, kind of slot receiver type of guy who scored a touchdown last week. He left that game, but I think that was probably precaution as much as anything. Lawrence Arnold's a big body. Quentin Skinner's a deep threat, big body, long, athletic dude. There's a lot to like about a lot of their guys. And, you know, it's just their tight ends room is maybe one of the best in the Big 12, and if not the best. So, it's not necessarily Heisman Trophy type names that are going to wow you, but it's a group of guys that played a lot of football, and I think more than anything, they played a lot of football together. And that's as much as anything the most important part of it. There's chemistry there. There's confidence. They know how to do this thing because they've been doing it together all the way back to scout team when they were young, and now they're doing it on this level quite a bit of success. It's a really good offense, and to be honest with you, the offensive coordinator is lights out. I mean, he is
nice,
so good and so creative and such a unique mind, and he puts them in incredible positions, and to have things their way, and it's really fun to watch. They're a lot of fun to watch.
Matt Tate, the first guest that's ever gone live with us from the baggage claim area in Vegas Airport. We love that.
There you go. I'm in the cab line now.
You're right. You have made it on the drive with Sam Piper. Last week, unexpectedly, the Toledo offensive line did a pretty darn good job against that front four of Illinois. Kind of shocking, to be honest with you, and I'm hoping that that was kind of an outlier and Illinois grows this next week. But what are you seeing? I know you said this Kansas team is prepared and they've built up everything. So I know you're going to say you're confident in it, but what do we expect out of that Kansas offensive line and also the defensive line?
Well, the offensive line's a lot like the rest of the offense that I just talked to you about.
Yeah, yeah.
Experienced guys, veterans, they played a lot of football. They played a lot of football together. And so there's confidence that comes from that, and they really believe that this is not a challenging thing. They just go do their job and everything works out. So that's a big deal. And I think they showed a lot in pass protection last week. They did a great job of that last year. I mean, yeah. I think they were one of the three or four best teams in the country at preventing sacks and keeping their quarterback clean. So that's huge.
Big.
So I really don't think the offensive line, to be honest with you, is much of a question at all, no matter who they're playing. I mean, I know they're going to have a heck of a test, and it doesn't mean they're automatically going to win the battle with Illinois, because we know what the Illini has up front on defense and can bring to any game themselves. But if Kansas loses that battle, it won't be because they don't have talent there. It'll just be because the other team had their number. And so I don't think there are any Kansas fans or really the coaching staff or anything that worries at all about the O-line. The defensive line is one of the biggest questions this whole season. And it's been totally remade. They lost a couple of their top performers from last year. They brought in some guys from the portal, and so it's new, and there's some guys stepping into new roles. But on top of that, I think they got longer, more athletic, faster, and more physical. And so their whole thing is, can what we saw on paper and the reason we brought these guys to town, can that translate to game day? And if it can, they're going to have a hell of a defensive line, because
no doubt
they are long, athletic, explosive, talented dudes. But a lot of them are trying to show that they can do it at this level for the first time. And until we see it, it's still got to be a question mark. They did look good the other night, as I mentioned. They looked really fast, the first step, really explosive. They put pressure on the quarterback, I mean, from the opening series on. But again, you hate to say this over and over and over, and we won't have to say it much after this week, but it was Missouri State. And Missouri State's not in the Big Ten. Despite what you've seen with realignment, that I can tell you for sure, Missouri State is not in the Big Ten.
Well said. Kyle, last one, huh?
Last one for you, Matt. I around here, at least, there's been a lot of talk around this game, even just looking at the schedule in the offseason, about how important it could be for kind of the trajectory of this Illinois season, meeting a Kansas team, both teams trying to build off the success that they had in 2022. Do you get the same sense on the Kansas end of things about kind of the sneaky importance of this one and what a win could do for the overall trajectory of Kansas's season?
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, Lon and I talked about it when I came on a few weeks ago to talk basketball when that exhibition scrimmage that's no longer a secret was announced, I felt that all off season. I felt that going all the way back to March. You just look at the way this plays out, and to me, it's the biggest game on the schedule. And I think that's because we saw what Kansas and the fan base and the buzz around the program and all that. We saw what that can look like when they can get off to a 4-0, 5-0 start last year.
Right.
It was phenomenal. And it wasn't just, oh, the stadium's full, or oh, college game day's coming to town. It was these guys believe in themselves, and they believe that they could beat anybody, and this program has arrived, and so that was huge for them. And you obviously can't go to 4-0 if you don't get to 2-0.
Yep.
And so I think in that way, it's massive. And I felt this too. I don't obviously cover Illinois nearly the same way, but I felt that for them too. It just looks like for both sides, it's that game.
Big
it's that
time.
Game that can be the springboard to, hey, man, we can really get off to a 4-0, 5-0 start and really make some noise here early and kind of take that and run with it. or we can go to 1-1 and we can have plenty of doubts about, you know, what are we, who are we, where are we going? And look, I think somebody's got to lose. We know that. and whichever side does lose, I think both of them have teams that are capable and coaching staffs who are capable of overcoming that and moving past that. It just won't be as easy. It's just so much easier to do with that excitement and that buzz around another good win. And from the Kansas perspective, you know, we've heard, you've heard, you guys are living it too. It's the Big Ten and the SEC and then everybody else,
yeah, right?
And right. So this might not be Ohio State. This might not be Michigan. This might not be, you know, the cream of the crop of the Big Ten, but it's a Big Ten team.
Yep.
And if you can bring a Big Ten team into your house and you can beat them, that's a feather in the cap not only of Kansas, but the Big 12 Conference and really the rest of college football. So there's a lot at stake for that reason, and I think there's a lot of motivation behind that. I don't think these guys will tell you, we want to win this game because it's a Big Ten team. I think they want to win the game because they want to win every game. But I think that there are so many factors that go into why they're going to be up for this game, and that's a big one.
Well said. Matt Tate, great stuff, buddy. Wave the wheat. Good luck out there. Have fun with your dad, first of all. That's awesome. And have fun with your fantasy draft. Good luck, my friend. Thank you so much for doing this. I mean, you didn't have to do this today, but we appreciate you taking the time to do it. And enjoy Vegas.
Well, thanks, man. It was my pleasure, and I hope we can do it again down the road.
Let's go.
Hit me up at the end of October if you want to do that. I probably won't be up to Champaign for that exhibition game as much as I would love to be taking place in Texas that same weekend in Austin. And I have not been to Champaign, but I have been to Austin, and it's the last trip to Austin, so I think that's going to have to win. But we can still talk about it, right? We can still talk about it before and after. So keep me on your schedule and holler anytime, man. I enjoyed it.
You're the man, Matt. Thank you, buddy.
All right. You guys take care.
You too, my man. That is awesome. Matt Tate joining us from the baggage claim area at the Vegas airport. I can't even remember now the Vegas airport name. I've flown in twice.
But we flew in there like a year ago when we were going on our Utah trip.
Yeah, see, you're young. You should be able to remember that.
And I can't remember
either. That's all right. I was just looking. Matt Bean, you know, we've been talking about their backup quarterback.
Jason Bean.
I'm sorry. Why do I do that? Matt Tate was his name. Yeah, so
that's it.
Oh, man, I tell you. Jason Bean, do you know how many touchdowns he's thrown at Kansas?
I mean,
now he's in his fifth year.
Fifth year,
Lawrence kid, fifth year with a COVID year or whatever.
A lot of those years, there wasn't a lot of points being put up. But
so this is their backup quarterback. He has 39 touchdowns.
Wow.
And while that isn't crazy, but for a backup quarterback, I mean, that's Lance Leipold's done a great job here. And it goes back to this. 4 years ago or 6 years ago when Illinois picked Kansas as their partner, who knew that Kansas was going to be this good? And now you're seeing Duke beat Clemson, and you got Duke on the schedule in 2 years. Are you kidding me? And you got Kansas again next year.
Yep.
Now, I don't know if you'll have Jalen Daniels.
He's only a junior.
Was he the one at Arizona State?
No.
No, this is
Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels. There's a lot of those guys.
Jalen, I mean, very well could see him next year. Now, if he has the year that he could have, could also head off to the NFL, but he's got more eligibility.
Wow. Hey, we got a bunch of people. McCarran Airport. Good call.
Yeah, that's
good call. Jose sent that in. Mike sent that in. Jeff sent that in. Thank you, guys. McCarran. They went out to McCarran, and then they walked back in with their head low after losing a lot, gambling, and said, let's get out of here. No, great
It is
stuff.
Unbelievable, though. As soon as you get off a plane McCarran, there's the slot machine.
There's just slot machines
everywhere. Sit down. Give us your money immediately.
Give me your first 100. Before you even get to where you're going on that. All right, give me a little music, my friend. I'm going to tell you about what's coming up this Sunday at Pia's. Of course, we did our show last Friday at Pia's. We have three more to go on that. Always enjoy going out and seeing the crew at Pia's. But this Sunday, Bears-Packers season opener, it's the patio tailgate and watch party. The tailgate trailer will be there. Big screen TV with satellite. This is this Sunday, 3:25 kickoff. There'll be brats, hot dogs, tenderloins. That'll be during the patio tailgate cookout from 12 to 3. Brats, hot dogs, tenderloins. It's going to be a party worthy of primetime. How about this? A Justin Fields jersey giveaway. Look out. Bears ticket giveaways. Bears koozies. I've never seen a Bears koozie. That's a true story. I don't think I've ever seen anyone with a Bears koozie. So there's going to be a ton. They're going to have interactive raffles, also bags or cornhole, however you say it. Let's go. Get on out to Pia's this week. Be a perfect time. Get out there for the noon games. Grab a brat, relax, have a cold one, and then gear up for that Packers-Bears game. I cannot wait to watch that, and I'm a fan of neither.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be a good one. I'm going
to
be.
I can't wait to get Pipe's thoughts on on Friday. He's going to join us Friday, and I. Bears fans are feeling good at the end of that game.
I'm going to be beachside for that game.
Oh, right.
So I'm going to have to. I bet that's not on the docket for showing locally in Florida. I need to. When is Miami playing down there? Are they a late game this
week?
They're
3:25 Central.
Stupid Miami. How about Tampa, though? That would really be the game that would. Are they early? We'll effort that.
We might even go through them tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. We were going to do a little bit of that today. We'll go through that tomorrow. Right now, I don't think we have any guests tomorrow.
I don't think so.
I think we're free tomorrow, so we can talk some NFL, talk more about Illinois-Kansas, hear from Barry Lunny. We want to hear a little bit from Lunny Jr. I wouldn't mind little Dylan Rosiak. He spoke yesterday. He led Illinois in tackles with 8. I'd like to hear kind of his thoughts on stopping, trying to stop Kansas after having to battle with Toledo. So still a lot to do tomorrow. All right, we haven't done this forever. Like we're going to have like 4 breaks this hour. Very strange. But we need to take another one. Thank you to all our sponsors. We're back to wrap it up. It is The Drive.
BC Bank, leading the way to your financial wellness. No matter where your financial journey begins, Pathways Banking options at BC are designed with your goals in mind. BC Bank, building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience, several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
Here's your OSF Healthcare Medical Minute.
Hi, I'm JT Barnhart, the president of OSF Heart of Mary Medical Center. I want to start by just thanking our providers and our staff, our mission partners at the hospital for the great care that they take of our community in providing the services. One of the new offerings that we have coming up in the next couple of months, we've recruited an interventional pain provider who will be able to do some of those injections and procedures to help people who are struggling with long-term pain. In conjunction with that, we have an orthopedic spine surgeon that will work together with the interventional pain provider to really offer a robust spine pain service for the community of Champaign-Urbana and the surrounding areas. We have also brought in a brand new open heart surgeon. He is doing a really good job, really helping us expand our heart program to be a more regional heart institute at OSF in Urbana. And so want to just continue doing the great things that we're doing around our cardiac program to offer a great service for the community.
For more information, visit osfhealthcare.org.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS. 435-120.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business, as well as Central Illinois employees dedicated to providing you with professional installation and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Greenberg. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Lon Tay, Kyle Tosk. I've had to watch Cubs baseball all day. I've had to watch the Cubs post game. I've had to talk about the Cubs. Now I'm watching some 1945 clip of when the Cubs are playing at like Soldier Field or something. Can we turn the channel finally? I've had enough Cubs. Is that fair? Wow, that song really ends right there. So you put that in there for only like a 20 seconds.
I ended it.
Man, you ended it. All right. Well, we've talked enough about the Cubs. We've talked a lot about the Kansas-Illinois game. Mm-hmm. Is there anything we're missing today? Nick Bosa signed a deal. Anything else that we're missing out there in the grand scheme of things as we wrap the show up?
I don't know. I'm just getting ready for some NFL.
How does your fantasy team look?
It's okay.
So Yahoo, we do it through Yahoo, gave me an A-, one of the best in the draft. But I don't have Justin Taylor for 4 weeks. Unless,
Jonathan.
Gosh dang it.
How many first names are you going to mess up
today? I'm doing
today?
This on purpose. I don't have Jonathan Taylor for the first week.
It's like a four weeks. Four or five of them in one show.
I know. And it's all Justin or Jonathan or Matt or whatever. Jaylen.
Yeah, Jaylen and
Jaden.
What did you try to call him? Yeah, Jaden.
No, and then Jason Bean, I called Matt.
Yeah.
Was there a Matt Bean that played baseball for the A's or something? No, maybe
called
not.
Called Dansby Swanson some name. I know you were trying to do that
one. I called
one,
him but... Darby. I probably did that on purpose. It is NFL weekend. I'm excited about this weekend. I don't know I'm excited about, like, pulling for my team to lose 16 times the next, 18 days or 18 weeks, but I'll be fine if they do.
I don't think they're going to do a ton of winning with Josh Dobbs at quarterback.
No. I wish they'd just start tune and just go. Mm-hmm. Just let the rookie play, man. That guarantees you some losses, and it lets him get some reps in the NFL, but who knows?
It's going to be an exciting year of rooting for losing for you, though. You got the Cardinals and
the
Texans.
Let's go.
Imagine a 1-2 Caleb Williams, Marvin Harrison Jr.
Oh my goodness.
Combination in Arizona.
I need the Panthers to win a few because the Bears have the Panthers pick. I don't need the Bears getting a second top, number one pick in this draft. That would be crazy. Well, we'll talk all about the NFL tomorrow. I'm excited for that for sure. All right, let's bust out of here, my man. Good job today. More on the NFL tomorrow. More on Illinois-Kansas. We'll do it all then. It is The Drive.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.